So does anyone else fancy following Will?
I'll do my best. Will, all I can say is I hope when you lecture at Imperial College, you're more dynamic than the lectures you told us about. So tonight is, of course, Burns night. So before coming here, I thought, let's Google and see if Rabbi Burns said anything about innovation. Of course, he didn't. But what did come up on my Google search was, of course, a reminder about the things that are great in Scotland. So obviously medicine, engineering and science. So I thought I need to give a bit of a shout out for that. But thank you also to the foundation, to Gavin for setting this up, and to the sponsors, which I know is really significant in all of this kind of debate to continue happening. So a few words, if I may, about the High Value Manufacturing Catapult. I'm delighted to be speaking at an event that's actually got the words high value manufacturing in it, because it's not always something that's talked about. So we are seven centres of innovation, which were founded just over 10 years ago and funded through Innovate UK. So the purpose of our catapult, and I was pleased to hear that Will's team work with many of our centres, I did know that, but the whole point is to de-risk innovation, to get people to be more courageous, to be more bold, to work in partnership together and to collaborate and learn. So we endeavour to help companies transform their performance and move products and processes to market. Let's get things going. So key for me is what our teams, we have 3,500 people across the UK at 25 sites, is to focus on industrial foresighting. What are the manufacturers coming down the line? Who do we need to focus on? What are the sectors? What are the products and processes that we need to keep track on? And another part of that is workforce development. So keeping the skills updated and, all importantly, encouraging all forms of people to come into the industry. And if people are inspired by that BT advert, Will, to become engineers, let's get them in and let's help them learn about the opportunities in engineering. And those of you who know me well will know that I've also campaigned long and hard on increasing diversity in the engineering and manufacturing sectors. So my catapult, we deal with many, many sectors, nuclear to pharma, energy to construction, automotive to aerospace, work with organisations such as the Faraday Challenge, work on projects such as lightweight materials, medical tech, vaccines development, of course, and composites. Many of you know about our composite centre down in Bristol. And let's get some proud facts and figures out there. We're the Europe's largest advanced manufacturing capability. Over the years since we've been in existence, we've supported 22,000 companies, and over half of those people, those organisations, were SMEs, which is what we often get measured on too. So we are all about bridging the gap between UK universities and industries. Several of our centres are affiliated with universities, and I think some of them are in the room today. And one of the things we also pride ourselves on is our convening power. And I think Edmund might talk about this, but critical minerals is a big topic that the government's very focused on, and we want to work on a collaboration on that. As Peter said, lots of people have different views about what the word hard tech means. And I have to say, I somewhat scratched my head a bit. And my solution was, it's the application of engineering and science involved in the combination of hardware and software to solve a problem. So a little bit aligned to what Peter said. But of course, that problem might be a particular industry issue or the need to solve a particular challenge. And perhaps what I'm just going to quickly focus on is climate change, net zero challenges. Obviously, here we are now, beginning of 2023, global pandemic and the European war continues to impact many of our industry sectors. There's so many things that are coming down the line hitting our industry, but of course climate change is absolutely there and something that we need to be focusing on. And the red thread running through maybe some of those challenges I've just listed there is the power of high value manufacturing and trying to get sort of solutions and move things in the right direction, strengthening our national resilience, which I think is a key thing that perhaps we ought to talk about more, against future shocks that might hit the industry. And of course, levelling up, getting focus across all of the UK. Peter mentioned some of the statistics about manufacturing in the UK. So we understand we're worth around 180 billion a year, with the average wage being 12% higher than the economy as a whole. So maybe we all ought to put our shoulder to the wheel to get that increased, as was just said. I talked about bridging the gap. So how do we do that? So we focus on creating, commercialization, scaling up more low carbon and sustainable options for industry, and trying to work with our partners to put us at the forefront of this potential market for the UK. Find better ways, for example, of measuring and reporting environmental input across the whole product life cycle. And we need both sides of that solution, and the equation that we're looking to solve is to make progress against those goals that we've got on climate change. But deep collaboration doesn't just strengthen climate action and supply chain stability in the UK. It makes it possible to coordinate performance improvements and policy decisions for entire sectors in geographic regions. And those of you who are in small business know that it's always the bottom line. So we have to demonstrate how measuring your emissions can actually help improve your business. Certainly makes us a magnet for inward investment from international companies who are looking perhaps for simple, easier ways to reduce and report their life cycle impacts. And it leverages that global market to create long-term jobs. So we're doing a lot of work on this and be happy to talk to some of you afterwards. And this is why initiatives such as this debate here tonight and Peter's Made Here Now initiative and the Foundation's Future Leaders Programme is important to get people all involved in this. I mean, let's just give a couple of examples of projects that are very, very live at the moment. The steel industry, the future of the steel industry, a big discussion. Sustainable steel, this affects so many sectors, and the Manufacturing Technology Centre in Coventry is doing a lot of work with the construction sector, of course, a big user of the steel industry, working with experts in composites and additive manufacturing to try and help the steel industry improve their situation. Now, I've only been at the Catapult for about 19 months, but I've seen incredibly impressive results when we bring the right people together. And Gavin was kind enough to mention the ventilator challenge, and I am going to give it a shout out. My predecessor, Dick Elsey, led this project, but it was incredible how aerospace and automotive companies came together in the space of a very short period of time to build 13,000 ventilators in just 12 weeks. It was incredible stories. When I was at Airbus, the people who are so devoted and dedicated to doing that project, and I think it needs writing about some more. I think I've bored you about this before, Gavin, haven't I? So just yesterday, I was at the National Physical Laboratory in Teddington, and aside from my excitement as a non-engineer at seeing around some of their labs, I saw the work they're doing on the optical clock. We had a great discussion about closer collaboration. So the NPL in Teddington, a great national asset, which I don't think is shouted about enough. And a product that I saw there and heard about there was a project called Optimum, where they're working with one of my centres at AMRC in North Wales, with my former employer, Airbus, a new way of measuring and self-calibrating, coordinating measurement systems. And apparently it's really working well. And as a result of actually two people who just knew each other got together in a room and found a solution. Mention has been made of offshore wind. Again, another opportunity that I think many of our centres want to work with industry on. I spoke at an event with the offshore industry recently, and there's so much more that can be done on helping to develop and design more environmentally friendly aspects of the sustainable blades, etc., for the offshore wind industry. And I'm just going to end by talking about high value design. This is a project that it's expertise that we have across the UK that, again, isn't shouted out enough about. When I worked in aerospace, the people I worked alongside in Bristol, they spend their life trying to design more environmentally friendly wings and helping with reducing the fuel burn. The design was their absolute laser focused. And since I've been in the job at the High Value Manufacturing Catapult, I've been incredibly impressed by the dedication of the people who really want to help improve this nation. And actually, as Will said, there is so much potential that we can just do it by working close together. Thank you.